Hi, this is Jeff Lizardo, Upridge's Workday Practice Leader. And today I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about the recent partnership announced with Google. So it's pretty interesting, I think, that, you know, what they're offering here, the partnership kind of makes sense, right? Customers now can run Workday's cloud solutions, right, the business application solutions, and choose Google's cloud infrastructure. It's a win-win for both. It allows them to do a few things, as they talked about, with some joint go-to-market programs, some co-marketing, co-selling, even some co-innovation opportunities, potentially in healthcare, financial services, retail, seem to be a few industries that pop up for some co-innovation opportunities. So it really does make sense because both of them are really going through a lot of competition, right? You look at Workday, obviously they're competing with the likes of Oracle, SAP being their two big competitors. And then you look at Google, right? And they certainly have competition for the infrastructure as a service with AWS and Microsoft. And Microsoft really has both ends of it, right? Because they have Azure as their SaaS solution as well. So it kind of positions them very well to target those competitors and at least raise more awareness. I also think it's interesting from the Google perspective, right? With Thomas Kurian leaving Oracle and the CEO of Google Cloud, you know, he's certainly targeted at making these partnerships. And I think it's one of the rifts that he had with Larry Ellison, where it's more about, hey, we have to open up the environment. We have to look at allowing multiple vendors here, letting customers choose what solutions they run, but making sure they run on Google here. And I think with Oracle, the big thing with Fusion Cloud that he was looking at was saying, look, we have to make our Fusion Cloud solutions, right, their software as a service solutions, available on multiple platforms. And Larry Ellison said, no, it has to be only available on Oracle's infrastructure as a service in their platform. So it's interesting to see this dynamic play out and how Thomas Kurian is really approaching the market there. They also, with Rob Enslin, obviously coming over from SAP, just recently, Google has a partnership with SAP as well. So when you look at Google, they're really looking at the different applications that are out there and saying, hey, how can we partner here to increase our share in infrastructure? Right? If you look at AWS, for example, their revenue for Q1 of 21 was $13.5 billion. Google's cloud revenue for the same period was only $4 billion. So they're really chasing them. If you look at Microsoft, their cloud business was $15.1 billion, which was their Q3 of fiscal 21. And then again, they don't really break out their Azure revenue results specifically. But certainly those two are the big leaders, AWS and Microsoft. And this kind of positions well for Google to say, hey, we're going to be the back engine here. But you can run SAP on us, you can run Workday on us on Google. So it does open up more opportunities. And certainly with the co-selling, co-marketing, et cetera, it just, again, opens up more channels to get more opportunities. So I think it makes sense. From Workday's perspective, it certainly makes sense as well. Again, it helps them expand their sales reach to customers. And a lot of people are looking at Google as a potential counter option, if you will, or alternative to AWS and to Microsoft. And so for Workday, it does kind of make sense to have that. The partnership seems that it could be one that's fruitful for them in addressing some of the customers' concerns and allowing them to really run their data where they want. They can certainly just, you know, run Workday as part of their regular solution here, as part of their regular SaaS solution. But again, they have the option now to run it on Google, assuming they're also running other applications on Google. They might choose that as a better alternative. So I do think it gives both organizations options. If I'm reading into this even a little bit further, it would be interesting to see. Google obviously has, you know, looking at the application market space, would they consider an acquisition of Workday? Would they consider an acquisition of SAP somewhere in the future or some sort of merger? I'm not saying anything's imminent. Obviously, we have no, this is pure speculation. But you can kind of see where it could make sense down the road a little bit, where you're going to start getting these providers. You know, Oracle, you've got the infrastructure, the platform, and the software solutions, right, all in one. Right, at least one organization offers it. You look at Microsoft and where they're going, they certainly have the back end as well as the front end with the solutions and continue to build out Azure, Dynamics, et cetera. So certainly opportunity there. And then AWS, not so much on the application side, but certainly obviously on the infrastructure and platform. So it'll be interesting to see what AWS does, if they even feel they need to get more involved in the application side of things. So anyway, it's an interesting partnership out there. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in organizations partnering and fighting for market share, the different partnerships, and hopefully the benefit to customers would be the great innovation that comes from this, right? The competition hopefully will create great innovation, more choices, lower costs that ultimately benefit customers. So it'll be interesting to see if that actually plays out.